thank you for the blood applied. Oh, what a phrase in a song. Thank you for the blood applied. Thank you, Father, for saving me, for cleansing me, putting me in the family. Now, Lord, I know that I'm no good on any merits of my own. I know that all that is good is because of you. And Lord, I pray now that you may take me, use me, cleanse me as necessary, fill me as necessary, use me as you see fit. And may we give all the praise to you. We're going to thank you in Jesus' name and amen. We'll be looking in Hebrews chapter 10 in just a moment. You can turn there and be ready, but I want you to listen carefully to some things before we get the messages right short. But I want to give you some things this morning to knowledge sake, but some things that we need to appreciate. This ain't the message, but we need to appreciate our church. We need to appreciate one another. Whether you participate up front or downstairs, everybody's still important because everybody still participates. And we appreciate you. Appreciate you coming and doing all that you can do. I appreciate that this morning. And can we do more? Well, I'm just like any other boss. Production. All right? That's all I'm telling you. All right? That's the way it's supposed to be. Yeah? Production. I don't care whether you're retired or not. Shovel more, get more, cut more, make more. Whatever you got to do, they need to be more. But we appreciate what you do. But I wonder sometimes we're losing patriotism. And I know there is some who's going to preach again what I'm standing for this morning. Whether you realize it or not, there's preachers preaching again, me singing the national anthem in church, and they're even preaching against us having an American flag in the church house. You wouldn't think that, but it's done. It's done. And they don't believe in it. They believe that to them spiritual adultery. I didn't realize that till I just done some reading and studying for some things. And but I'm going to go ahead and honor the country, and I'm going to honor mom and dad, and I'm going to honor those who deserve honor, and I'm going to honor those who give, and those who work and sing and serve, and I'm going to honor them. I'm going to honor my wife, and I'm going to honor my grandchildren. I'm going to go ahead and keep on doing that, and I reckon I'm a dinosaur in a lot of ways anyhow, so I reckon I'll just die out a dinosaur. Maybe if everything goes on, don't know what the Lord's got, maybe they'll find a fossil of me somewhere with my finger pointed. I don't want buried. I want to be freeze-dried and set in a corner with my finger out and the Bible in my hand and drape me in a flag, and that's how I'd like to die and be remembered. But anyway, there's just some things we need to remember, some things we need in our patron, we need to teach our kids. Yes, need to teach the little kids. In fact, maybe us adults ought to go back. I'm afraid that some of you adults don't know nothing when it comes to history and why we do what we do. And I wasn't meaning cruel there, just the fact. You don't have a clue why we do some of the things we do. You just, like that hog, you don't care what it costs inside the house to get the slop, you just keep putting the slop in the trough. And that's the way we are with God's blessing. Can I go ahead and say that this morning? We're like that with God. We don't look up. We just suck up everything He lays out. And that's the way we are with a lot of things. So we'll get to that in a moment. Tomorrow, we celebrate Memorial Day. And as I said a while ago, Memorial Day, now I know that we all decorate graves, and there's nothing wrong with that. I do. And I go and I look and I do all this. There's nothing wrong with none of that. But that's the purpose of Memorial Day is to recognize those who died in uniform. That's the purpose of Memorial Day. And this day was set aside. It's not always been. It was set aside in the spring of 1865. The spring after the Civil War ended. That's when Memorial Day started. And it was started by freed black slaves. That's who had the first Memorial Day celebration, was the black slaves who was freed in South Carolina. They had the first one. Think about that. Freed people honor those who paid a price.
Amen.
Now keep that in your mind. Freed people honor those who have paid a price. And that's how it started. In May of 1868, they said that we're going to set aside this day, the 30th day of May, we're going to set aside that day to honor all the fallen dead in May of 1968, or in 1868. And then in May, I believe, of 1968 is when Congress declared it to be a holiday, but shame, they wanted it so their federal employees could have a 3-day weekend, not to honor the fallen dead. But they just kind of slipped that in, and we honor the fallen dead now, the last Monday of the month of May, and we should. Does everybody understand that? Now, that's a little bit of history on Memorial Day, and in case you didn't know that. I know some people say, well, what's they got to do with the message? Well, we'll find it here in just a moment. But we should never forget. I like war documentaries and war movies. When I was in school a long time ago, they used to show movies in the schoolroom in history. And I loved American history. I did not like world history. I liked American history. And I was very, very bigoted when I was in school. And I would even state my opinion. I didn't want to know about Japanese and Chinese. I wanted to know about Paul Revere and the presidents in American history. And I spoke my it was not good. I was not respectful. I've had to repent to teachers and everything, but anyway, I was glad and thankful for my American heritage. And I love that. I still love that today. But we should never forget. And it breaks my heart. I've sat and cried watching documentaries on the TV about what it cost and the heroism. Of the Death March of Bataan and the beaches of Normandy and the brutal killings of Okinawa and Iwo Jima and all these things that people today, young people today, don't have a clue what that is, where it's at, what it's about. I read about prisoners of war and how they survived or how they perished. I'm all time reading. I read that all. That's some of the things that I read on. You would think I'm always reading a theological book. I don't. I read American history. I like American history. But nevertheless, there's a word that kept coming to me when I was studying for today and walking around the cemeteries and looking at the flags and viewing the flags and studying about tomorrow. See, tomorrow at 3:00 is when the bugle will be played, or should be, or was anyway, used to be played at 3:00 on Memorial Day. It was to honor the fallen dead at 3:00 on Monday. Think about that. You didn't know that, I bet. I bet you never had a clue that there was a time set to blow the bugle on Memorial Day. There's a time set. Now, we've done it this morning to honor, but there's a time set for that. Think about that. And it was, you don't salute, you don't do anything, you just stop where you're at and listen. And it speaks of the end. The bugle taps. Speaks, that's the end. That's the end of the day in the military. Right? But it's the end of lives when we celebrate. Huh? So think about that. Tomorrow at 3:00, somewhere, there'll be some military men blowing a bugle at 3:00. Somewhere. All right? Just remember that. This thing, you say, well, what's that matter? Well, I like to remember. I think it's worth remembering. But there's a word that kept coming up. Everything I studied, now I didn't read it everywhere I studied, but it kept coming up in my mind, and the word was sacrifice. That was the word. That was the word that kept coming to mind. So I'm going to preach to you this morning just for a moment on just a simple word, and that word is sacrifice. Sacrifice. Most of us really don't know what sacrifice is. There are some here. There are some. Is there any veterans here this morning? Hold your hand up if you're a veteran. How many of you left this country? Now, some of you served here, but how many of you served in another country? All right, then your hands are still up. All right, thank you, because that was a sacrifice, and I thank you for that. But that wasn't a supreme sacrifice, but that was a sacrifice. And I thank you for that, and I'm still here today preaching out of this Bible because of the sacrifices of men and women that just like you, okay? And especially for those there, all right? Now, the people there in Arlington are not just, some of them didn't die in uniform. They're buried there because they're famous. They're buried there because they was decorated highly. They come home, but some of them, Arlington Cemetery started with the casualties of the Civil War, and 20,000 or so of the first ones buried there was because of the Civil War. And again, I know you probably didn't know that, probably didn't think about it, and probably don't care. I mean, nevertheless, that's our history. That's why. Okay? That's why we have it there. But it's all because of sacrifice. It's all because of sacrifice. Now, I looked up the word, alright? And, there's, I don't know, four or six paragraphs or different things of meanings in 1828 dictionary. And the one that we all like, especially, is an offering made to God for the atonement of sin, right? That's the sacrifice that's the only one supposed to be mentioned, really, in church, you know, is it's Christ, Him crucified. Don't say nothing else. Don't grow. Don't do nothing else. Just Jesus died. That's it. That's all you need to know. That's the mentality of people. Okay, but it's far more than that. Far more than that. Because if you look up the word sacrifice, the one that I kept going back to, I was reading the meanings, and I read them, I read them, I read them, and then I go back, and this is the one that just stuck with me. To devote with loss. Sacrifice. To devote with loss. Are you hearing me? To devote with loss. And I said, wow. What a meaning of sacrifice. To devote with loss. And then I started thinking about men like that. Women like that. I started thinking about all of that this morning. And then when I looked up the word devote or devoted, and it says dedicated, consecrated, addicted. Even addicted. To be devoted, you're addicted. And we ought to think about that. When it comes to sacrifice for our country, there's nothing wrong with being addicted to our country. I don't know about y'all. I've been to the Philippines. I've not been to Burma yet or Africa yet. I want to go. Don't know whether God's going to allow me to go. My desire is to go. All right? But I've been to the Philippines. I don't want to live there. I don't want to live for a couple dollars a day. All right? I don't want to live in another place. I'm kind of addicted to America. All right? I'm devoted to America. I'm dedicated to America. I can say I'm even consecrated. The biggest regret I have in my life is I didn't go serve. That's my biggest regret. I done made preparations to go, and I was in love with a pretty brown-eyed girl, and I was getting ready to go to the Marine Corps, and instead I walked down the aisle at 3:00 on a Sunday afternoon in September and said I do to a pretty brown-eyed girl, and I went to work instead of going to the service. And now this is a joke, but I was going to sign up to go to war, and it was just going to be temporary, so I got married so I could do it all the time. Okay? So anyway, this might not be the wisest thing I've ever said, but we're talking about sacrifice. And when we talk about sacrifice, we need to understand it's to devote with loss. To devote, it's not necessarily to devote with gain. It's to devote with loss of yourself, but others may gain. Think about, that's what sacrifice is. And we can go a long way and preach sacrifice in a home. We can preach sacrifice for our children, for our spouse. We can sacrifice in the church, sacrifice in a Sunday school, sacrifice everywhere. We can just continue to go and make sure, keep in our mind, it's to devote with loss. But I don't want to go there this morning. I want to go a different route. As I was studying, roughly 1.5 million Americans has died in uniform since our country was founded. Roughly, a little better, 1.5 million men and women have died in uniform. Now, that's not counting civilians. That's just the ones who died in uniform. So that's why we have a Memorial Day. Okay? And I thought about their sacrifice. Their sacrifice was to leave their home, and many go to another land to keep the battle from being in our backyard and lay down their life freely and sacrifice. Many never knew what hit them. Many never knew. They were young, 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old, hadn't had even a life really, but they sacrificed their life for a cause. It was the cause of freedom, that people might be free. Not just us, but that the world might be free. When World War I and World War II especially, and them were for dictators who wanted to take your freedom. The Revolutionary War was to dictate to us. Other wars were some to conquer, sad to say. To conquer land, conquer possessions. Some was sent in, and they wouldn't call it a war, but called it a police action. And men sacrificed their life and wasn't allowed to win. What a tragedy. Amen. That thousands have been sacrificed and not allowed to win. They were great men, great women who willingly went and not allowed to win. Shame on our government. Shame on our government for not allowing that sacrifice to be lifted up in victory. Shame. But 1.5 million. But then I thought about the ones who didn't go. The wives who kissed her husband and put them on a boat. The moms and dads who kissed their boys and sent them off on a boat. Who suffered and sacrificed mentally. And when the men didn't come home, there was no finances available. There was no... the ones that come home now wounded can't take care of themselves. My belief, my personal belief, what I wish would happen, every veteran should never ever have a house payment, should never have a grocery bill, never, should never have a medical bill. Anyone who's willing to serve for our country ought to have the top of everything, and every politician shouldn't have enough to pay a toll meter at the parking lot. That's what I believe. Okay, that's just my belief. I'll run for president. You vote for me. Okay. That's what I like. But you think about the sacrifice. You think about the sacrifice of a wife and four kids, who their husband goes off, never to be able to write or call or do anything, and here they are home wondering every morning, every night, are they alive? Can you imagine the sacrifice mentally that women went through and daddies went through and mommies went through? I just want you to understand, Memorial Day to me is more than a 3-day holiday. Huh? I'm not off this weekend anyway. I'm working today. Okay? All right? But we should never forget. We should never forget. Because they believed in their country's freedom. They believed in something. I believe in something this morning. But then I said, well, what about other martyrs? What about other uniforms? Well, there's Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. Is that all of them? So there's men and women in uniform, all of them have never come home. But then I thought about the uniform that's not under that flag, but under that flag. And I thought of Stephen, who didn't go home, but went home. Or James, or Peter, or Andrew, or all the apostles that were in uniform in a different army for the cause of Christ, and they sacrificed. You know what they done? They were devoted. They were devoted to what? With loss. With loss. And I got to look and I got to study it. And listen to me carefully. 72.5 million people. 72.5 million people sacrificed their life so far for the gospel's sake. At least that. Well, that's a little bit more than 1.5 million for our freedom. 72. Do you know that that's the entire population the entire population of Texas, New York, I think, and Florida. That's the entire population of the state of Texas and the state of New York and the state of Florida give their life for Christ. That's not a little thing. Huh? I think I'll just go ahead and tomorrow I won't just remember the Air Force, Marines, and Army, and the Navy, and the Coast Guard. I think I'll just go ahead and remember the apostles too. Huh? I think I'll go ahead and remember Polycarp and Antipatus and some of the ones that was martyred. And can we say this? Some of you older ones, they're still prejudiced. Again, Adolf Hitler and Mussolini. In case y'all didn't know, Adolf Hitler was the German chancellor, and Mussolini was the Italian one. And I forget the name of the Japanese emperor. I forget right off the top of my head. But anyway, them were not just enemies. Can I tell you, they was responsible for hundreds of thousands. The Catholic Church are responsible for over 50 million of the martyrs. Over 50 million. Now that's what some of the monks, some of the priests have wrote out of the history of the Catholic history. That's what they've published. So I can't go that route. Amen. Are you hearing me? Because they would not deny Christ and go to what the Catholicism was, over 50 million. Okay? Just wanted you to know that. You need to know that. How about in Hebrews chapter 11, if you turn your page there, Hebrews chapter 11, we still okay? Give you the message here in just a moment. We're talking about sacrifice to devote with loss. All right? Hebrews chapter 11, this is just a good example. How about start at verse 35? Women received their dead raised to life again. That's glory, hallelujah. But others were tortured. Not accepting deliverance. Because they were sacrificing, devoted with loss. Are you hearing me? They were tortured. They wouldn't accept deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. You know, history says Isaiah in the Old Testament was sawn asunder. But many in the Dark Ages, Bloody Mary and a lot of the queens and kings of England and Catholicism and the Church of England, they would persecute and torture because of Christ. And I don't know about y'all, I've read about prisoners of war in Japan and Vietnam, and where they would pull their fingernails off and their toenails off and burn them and do all kinds of things. Syria is really hard on missionaries, torturing missionaries. There's a missionary who comes to Marcus's church down there who's been tortured. I won't even tell you in mixed company what they done to him. And he preaches down there for Marcus. I can't even tell you. Some of you would probably puke in your seat. Alright? But can I tell you, I don't know of anything worse than hanging somebody upside down and taking a cross-cut saw while they're alive and starting at their groin and cut them down to their chest cavity till their diaphragm busts and they suffocate hanging upside down. That's pretty tough. Wouldn't you say that's pretty tough? I mean, that's about as cruel as it gets. And it says here that they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They sacrificed. You know why? Because they was devoted. Listen, the American men and women who sacrificed their life that I could have freedom, I can't give them enough thanks. They can't get enough praise from me. Can I tell you that? But can I tell you, there's been more even done for the gospel's sake, that this gospel was given to me. Listen, I'm free this morning because of all these men and women who died for our country to get me here. But can I tell you, I've got the gospel because of them boys and them men and them women who died for this Bible. I'll die for this Bible. Who died for the gospel. I'll die for this gospel. Who died for Christ. I'll die for Christ. Can I tell you, he wants me to live for him too. He wants me to be devoted with loss. He wants me to sacrifice. He wants me to be devoted with loss. Are you hearing me this morning? It says here that they wandered about in sheepskins and in goatskins. Why? Because they didn't have no other clothes. They were destitute. Destitute doesn't mean that they just didn't have no money. They didn't have no friends. When you look up the word, it's friendless. No property. Their property was taken from. Do you know that it used to be if you was a Christian, you had to give up your property? You couldn't own a house. Think about that. If you was going to stand for Christ, they took your house away. Took your land away. They would take your children away. They would kill your children to keep if you would deny Christ. Huh? So they wandered around in sheepskins and goatskins and destitute, afflicted, tormented. What's verse 38 says, of whom the world was not worthy. Boy, ain't that true? They wandered in deserts. Just trying to make it. Why? They wasn't worried about here. They were devoted with loss. They were sacrificing because they knew there was a better day. Can I tell you that them men and women who died on the beaches of Normandy and Iwo Jima and Okinawa, who died in the jungles of Vietnam and on the mountains of Korea and in the deserts of Syria and Afghanistan, all of these places that men and women have died, can I tell you, they done it that you might have a better place. Huh? But can I tell you that these other 72 and a half million has died that we might have a better place too? That we might get the gospel. Can I tell you that our country, everybody wonders, what's so great about America? Why is it so great? And we're so prideful and we're so selfish and we went to hell in a handbasket with all the sin that we promote. But can I tell you that God raised up America for the gospel's sake? Do you know that all the missionaries in the world come to America for financial support? Why do you think that America has flourished with the dollar, that every missionary wants to come to America because they know we'll give them a dollar to buy a bag of rice or to print a Bible? There's a reason that God raised up our country. That's why God found favor. Huh? But see, you're not never taught that. They don't teach that in school. Huh? But can I tell you, sacrifice is to vote with loss. Huh? But then I think all for the cause of Christ. And when I think about sacrifice for the cause of Christ, what Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, that I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you might present what? Your bodies, a devotion with loss. That you might present yourself, devotion with loss. That means you don't care about your house. And not that you let it run down. No, no, no. But that's not your important. You don't care about your job. Not that you don't work. You're supposed to work. But that's not your important. Not the pleasures of the world. But that we're devoted with loss. That we're willing to give up. What do we give up today to serve Christ? What are you giving up to serve Christ? Huh? What are you giving up? Now, I'm not upset at nobody. But we take vacations. I take vacations. Everybody takes vacations. But you ever notice we always want to take it on Sundays? We work for the world all week long. And then the one day of the week we're supposed to give to the Lord, that's the day we take off. We don't give up nothing, is my point. I'm not growling about vacations. People go on. There's a lot of people going today. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm saying we just don't give up nothing. We're not devoted with loss. We're not sacrificing. Brother Rick hit it this morning, Hebrews 13:15, that we offer up a sacrifice of praise. You know why we don't praise the Lord on Sunday? Because we got to give up something. We got to give up our comfortable seat. We got to give up the world. Because you can't praise the Lord with the world first place in your life. I see a whole new meaning when I see sacrifice now. Huh? That it's to devote with loss. Huh? How about we look at the main sacrifice? Let's look at our scripture, Hebrews chapter 10. Let's start at verse 9. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. Everybody still with me? Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. It's talking about Christ. Then said he, the Lord. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he may establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, set down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Can I tell you this morning we're talking about sacrifice. Are you still with me? Sacrifice. Devoted with loss. So when I see Christ in my sacrifice, this main sacrifice, this one sacrifice, this sacrifice forever, once and for all. Christ giver all, once for all. Sacrifice once for all. For who? For me. For you. Huh? Once for all. What do I find here? How does it compare with to devote with loss? Well, how about the calling? 2 Corinthians, to do the will of the Father. That's why that's his calling. To do the will of the Father. That means it's nevertheless not my will, but thy will be done. That was his calling. You with me? That was his calling. How about 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9? How that he left everything. He that was rich became poor, that we, through his poverty, might become rich. He laid everything aside and took a loss for a sacrifice for me and you. Huh? That's why he asked us, that's why Paul said, then I beseech you by the mercies of God, that by that sacrifice, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. That's why, because of his sacrifice devoted for loss, that's why he says, make your life, don't just die for him as a martyr, but live for him, devoted with loss. Devoted to Christ, Christ first place. Can I tell you that he's never changed? It's Christ first place. Huh? My uncle died here 2 years ago. He was, I loved him dearly. And when I seen him, I seen patriotism all over. Now, I don't have tattoos. I'm not saying anything about you having them. I'm just telling you what he had. He had, he was in the Navy. During Vietnam, had his finger cut off some way, tying up a ship, and but anyway, he was over. But I love it when he come home. He had anchors on his shoulders, and I thought that was amazing. I never had seen. My daddy had a propeller. He was in the Air Force in Korea, and he had a propeller on his arm, and he didn't brag about it or nothing like that. He was he didn't like it, but I always thought, man, it's something. It was something. Now, listen to what I'm saying now. I'm just telling you how I felt. Everybody with me? I'm not saying the air, I'm just telling you how I felt. Don't leave here today. Said a preacher said everybody ought to get tattooed. That ain't what I said. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just telling you how I felt. We okay? But he come home and they was working out in the garden and he peeled his shirt off. And I went, wow. He's a big eagle. All over his chest. And I almost cried. I was a little boy. And I thought, wow. I would sit at Mama Bursa's with a picture of all the Navy men in their class. You know, when they graduate, you know how you, all the Navy men in their class. And I'd go down there and visit, but I would spend hours trying to pick him out. And I'd look like that, and I'd, that's him. And then the next time I'd go, it would just amaze me. He was in uniform. But boy, when he peeled up off his shirt, the eagle was on his chest. You know why? Hey, my Uncle Alan, you say something about me? I mean, he was in your face, quick, okay, about America, and, that he would tattoo the eagle on his chest, huh? But we don't. We don't mark ourselves as a living sacrifice for Christ. We hide it. We hide it. But Christ accepted a calling to do the will of the Father. We still with me? We're talking about sacrifice to devote with loss. How about choice? See, I think about the boys who went to service and the women went to service. They were called up. That used to be the term. They were called up. Or some of y'all was in service and you was at home. You got called up to go. You was in service here. Is that still the right term, Rick or Tom? You're called up. I got my paper called up. I'm shipping out. Yeah, but I mean, after that, you got your, I'm shipping out. All right? But it was a choice. It wasn't just a call. You're called up, but then it become a choice. It become a choice to throw your body on a grenade. It became your choice to charge a machine gun nest. It became your choice to do whatever could be done. It became men's choice. The calling that God called Christ, if you would, before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain, and Christ answered the call, if you would. Amen. Are you following me? And he said, not to my will, but thy will be done. But then it became a choice because he said, I lay down, John 10, I lay down my life. I lay it down. You know, I tell you, I'm going to lay it down. And I'm going to lay it down and I'm going to take it up again. That's choice. Yeah. Well, that to me, that's the memorial. Them old boys chose. Huh? They knew. The commanders, if you read your history, just like Normandy, for example, they knew that there was going to be so much percentage die that it couldn't be helped. So the 6,000 to 8,000 that died on the beaches of Normandy, they were sacrificed. They knew it. The first ones in the landing craft, we're going to die today. And here they charged. Huh? I like some of the quotes from some of the military men. He said, I can't think, he was a Marine. He looked around and said, well, we're surrounded. Now, at least we know where all the enemy's at. Let's get them. Didn't have to hide. Huh? Didn't have to figure out where they's hiding. Let's go get them. Huh? They knew they were going to die. Christ come to die. A sacrifice for you this morning. For you. You know why Stephen stood there and let him stone him? Because of Christ. Huh? You know why James let him behead him? Because of Christ. You know, he died with a sword. They're reading in Acts chapter 5 and Acts chapter 12. Just about them. Read about them. Huh? Read your history. That Peter was crucified. And he said, crucify me upside down. I'm not worthy to die like Christ. And they turned him upside down. Oh, Doubting Thomas, they run him through with spears. All different kinds and horrible deaths. Huh? Why? Because Christ sacrificed. So they didn't have no trouble with it. What they done was because of, not in order to. What Jesus done was because of and in order to. Because of you and me, He done it that we might have life. And we might be with Him. Man, I've just looked at sacrifice. I mean, I've got a whole new thought process when it comes to sacrifice now. Huh? And then there's something else that had to be, not just a calling and a choice. See, y'all drafted, some of you men were drafted, some of all these boys was drafted, women drafted, and they were called. Then they had to choose whether or not to jump on that grenade or to charge that machine gun then. Huh? You know, the last West Virginian Congressional Medal of Honor man just died. You know, Woody Williams, he just died here not long ago, last year. You know, he took out four machine gun nests with a flamethrower. Do you know how brave you got to be to put a gas can on your back and charge a machine gun? He wasn't charging with grenades and bazookas and bombs. He was charging with a gas can on his back. Do you understand that? That's really brave. That's not just brave, that's really brave. Huh? You put a gas can on your back and go charge somebody with a lighter? Huh? But see, there's people all over don't know who Woody Williams was. There's probably people in this room that don't know who Woody Williams was. We forget. The same way there's people in this room who's forgotten that Jesus Christ died on Calvary. We've forgotten it in our life. We've forgotten it in our mind. We've forgotten it in our heart. We've forgotten the commitment. See, it wasn't just a calling and a choice for these soldier boys, but it had to be a commitment then. But it was committed to Christ. It was a commitment for Him. Does it not say also in Hebrews that He offered up strong crying with tears in that He feared and feared death? Does it not say that? But yet He was committed. Back in the Garden of Gethsemane, again we say, not my will, nevertheless, but my will. Thy will. If that's what you want, I'll drink the cup. Huh? Right. Commitment. Commitment. Think about this. To be sold. by a traitor. Commitment to be denied by a best friend. Commitment to be tried when you know it's all fake. Commitment to be tortured when you never done nothing to be tortured and beat and scourged and all that. Commitment, huh? To go on a cross and lay down your life. Commitment to be hung naked before the between the heavens and the earth in front of everybody. Commitment to go all the way and die for our sins. There's no greater commitment. The Bible says in John 15 that no greater love hath any man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Memorial Day brings that to me, a scripture for Memorial Day. I have scripture for it. But boy, I got scripture for it when it comes to Christ. Oh, you look, these men and women who died on foreign fields in uniform for our freedom, they died for the murderer in the jailhouse. They died for the prostitute down the dark alley. They died for the dope head, for the drunkard, for the thief, for the abuser, for the rapist, for the thief, for the blasphemer. They died for all of them. For freedom. That every one of them can have freedom to partake in their sin. Think about that. But then the one who died on Calvary, he died for the murderer and for the liar and the thief and the prostitute and the drunkard and the dope head. And he died for the thief and the liar and all that. He died that he might free us, not just say we're free, but to free us from bondage and break the chain. Hey, nobody sacrificed like Jesus had, devoted with loss, who give it all up that we might have everything. And he deserves our sacrifice this morning. There ain't nobody any better than Jesus this morning. But he showed us how to do it. He showed us how. My hat's off to all the boys and women and they give their life. I don't know about y'all, but if I'm next to you, you'll probably have to have your hat took off when they sing the pledge. If not, I'll probably flip it off. Probably will. You probably won't burn a flag in my presence. Probably won't. I'm sorry. Now what will I do? I'll just keep you from burning it. That's all I'm going to say. You probably ain't going to burn mine. If I got to take it and fold it up and take it home with me, you're probably not going to do it in my presence. Right? But you're not going to burn that one either. You're not going to burn this one either. You're not going to deny it and try to change it and me pat you on the back for it. I'm not going to do it. I think I'll just go ahead and sacrifice. I'll just go ahead and be devoted with loss. Loss of prestige. See, I'm not popular. I may be well known. You know there's a difference there. I'm well known, but not popular. I reckon I'll just die like that. I'm just going to go ahead and just... If the Lord will let me be a Stephen, I'll be a Stephen. If he'll let me be one of the apostles or a Polycarp or an Antipatus, if he wants me to be that, that's fine. If he wants me to be one that'll stand at a stake and set for our boys, I'm not backing up. I'll do that. But let me tell you what he'd rather me do. He'd rather me today stand for Christ. He'd rather me let Christ be first place today in my praise and in my song, huh? In my life. Be first place with my pocketbook. Be first place with my house. Be first place with my family. Huh? That's what he'd rather me have. Be devoted with loss. Huh? Sacrifice. Just tried to preach by the calendar today, Memorial Day. Sacrifice. Let me ask you this morning. Have you taken for granted the sacrifice of these men and women? It would do you good maybe just take an hour tomorrow and read a little bit of history on what the price paid that you could set at your house and read it. What about that? What about today? If we took for granted the sacrifice of Christ. Are you lost today? You're breathing God's air, walking on His dirt, eating His food, and won't trust Him? Oh, why don't you come to Christ and let Him save you today? Are you a Christian this morning that's taking Him for granted? It's all going to be easy. Brother Rick said several things this morning that caught my attention. I loved the whole Sunday school, and my mind was working. I was looking at Scripture, marking Scripture of other messages to come. I got several off your message this morning, your Sunday school, with called to suffer. Remember saying that this morning? You said, maybe we're just called to suffer. You know what that is? That's sacrifice. Devotion with loss. Sacrifice. Devotion with loss. Think about that. You said a lot this morning. Sacrifice. Devotion with loss. How's your heart this morning? Won't you examine yourself and come to Christ? Father, You're wonderful. Oh, what a sacrifice. Oh, what is it? Thank You for the men and women down through the years that sacrificed that I'd have freedom in this country. Lord, that's why everybody wants to come here. That's why they walk for miles, thousands for miles to get to our country, because of freedom. They'll risk everything to come here for freedom. Oh, so often we don't see it. Thank You for the men and women who died to secure it. Thank You for these faithful martyrs, the 72.5 million that they have records that have laid down their life for the gospel's sake, for the cause of Christ. Thank You for them. If need be, let me be one. I won't shy from that, but I won't run to it, Lord. If that's not what You want, I'll do what You say. But thank You for Jesus. Father, thank You for Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for my sin on Calvary. Thank You for raising Him up the third day. Thank You that He's alive and well and we get to see Him. Thank You for that. Help us this day, I pray, in Jesus' name.